The March 6, 2015 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please take the roll call?
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Smith?
Here.
Trustee Williams?
Here.
Trustee Young?
Here.
Trustee Zoller?
Present.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that a notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and the Academic Library buildings.
Okay. I'd like to welcome a new board member, the Reverend Marshall Hatch.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard, Reverend Hatch.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to go a little out of order. At this time, I recognize the president.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, and good morning to everybody. Today, first I would like to apologize. I'm going to have to leave shortly after, probably in about 10, 15 minutes. Teleconference meeting that I have to be part of that covers about 17 states, and it will have a major impact on some educational issues that are taking place. We are like one of 12 universities that are being requested to partake in this, and I've talked with the chairperson, and I greatly appreciate you allowing me to partake in this. It will greatly assist Chicago State as it moves forward. But before that, today's a very good day because of the fact that for the last year and a half, Chicago State University has been in some very aggressive, very visionary discussions with one of the major law schools within Chicago, and that is the John Marshall Law School. And those discussions were led by Dr. Angela Henderson, Dr. Satasha Green, Dr. Paula Kearney, and Dr. Kimberly Black Parker, a faculty member in our IT department, or information services. And chairperson, faculty chairperson, you're wearing a lot of hats, great. And they have been involved with John Marshall Law School, more specifically, the associate dean, Katie Kennedy, and William Powers. Today we are going to sign an agreement. It's an articulation agreement between Chicago State University and John Marshall Law School that will allow our students to be jointly, you know, where students will be able to, students from John Marshall Law School will be able to take courses at Chicago State, where we will jointly, and we envision down the road, where a student can get a JD and a master's in library science, a JD in information, a master's in information services, a JD in also criminal justice. So Marion Perkins, you know, you have really positioned your criminal justice team quite well for this. This is the first step, but down the road we expect to see joint degrees coming from both institutions, John Marshall and Chicago State. This is major. As you know, we have a pre-law program. We have a criminal justice program. And now these students, what the faculty and what the deans have done is that they have built a bridge to make it possible for our students to leave criminal justice, leave the various programs, and go to John Marshall Law School. And the very students who are sitting to my immediate left that you saw walk in, These are our honor students. These are some of the very... This is just a small number. I mean, this is just a... Dr. Hayden, we have how many total?
82, sir.
We have 82. He's almost doubled the program since he's been in there for the last 2 years. And these young ladies and young men have 4.0 grade point averages.
Yes.
I mean, you know, just outstanding. This is what you're going to get.
Yes.
All right? This is what we're signing for. And it's going to be going both ways. Their students going to come to us. Our students going to go to them. So with that, sir, I would like to sign the agreements. And Paula, you're in charge now, please. Chairperson. And the chairperson signs off.
Services.
You got it.
Dr. Angela Henderson, Provost, Dr. Paula Kearns, Assistant Provost, Graduate Studies, Marion Perkins, Chairperson, Criminal Justice, Political Science, etc.
A lot too.
Philosophy.
They made it happen, and these are the two individuals from John
Marshall
who have been in countless meetings, probably 100 hours or more. Meeting trying to make this possible.
And the chair?
This is our chairperson. Let's have the chairperson sign first.
Stand behind him, y'all. Over there. Stand behind those guys. Get in the picture. It's a photo box. Get in there. This is history. You were there. I'm going to try to